6633.
Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney here at the helm of this little ship called America. Tonight we navigate the waters near and far, my friends. And boy, there's some choppy waters that we're going to dive into during this hour of ATN. We'll lighten the load, though, I promise. At the end, we've got birthdays. Birthdays are fun when you're a kid. I think as you get older, I don't know, I guess birthdays are okay. I shouldn't say that. But it's funny how it changes. I think when you hit 30 is when people start to say, ooh, another year, surviving another year, celebrating another year above ground. When I turned 29, someone said this to me. I was like, are you kidding me? 29? That is what, celebrating another year? There's a lot of life left at 29. And hey, with people living to be 90-something and living on their own, hopefully in good health, who knows? Who knows what the possibilities are, right? Age is just a number. That's what some people say. Okay, so it's not about age. It's about speech, though. That's where we start. And it was last week that the FBI director, Robert Mueller, said this. He said the ubiquitous nature of the Internet means that hate speech and other insightful speech is much more readily available than it was 8 or 10 or 15 years ago. And that absolutely presents a challenge for us. So the conversation turned more to speech, I think, than gun control or no gun control. Of all the conversations, of all the water cooler buzz, it was more about speech. The talk shows, the cable news shows, I mean, just pick your poison. That's what the conversation was. And it just depended on who you happened to tune into. That was the point of view, I think, that you got. Was it a left of left or right of right or somewhere in between, like I like to say? Whatever the stripes were, pretty much down the line it followed. But I'll say this again. Jared Lee Loeffner was not motivated by political speech. I don't care what anyone says. There's absolutely no evidence that points to that. None. Everyone around him, he was a kid. He was a kid who wasn't stretching his mind. He wasn't listening to talk radio. He was playing video games. He was wandering from job to job. Who knows what, if he was doing drugs, what he was doing. He was definitely not motivated by anything political that he heard. And the whole Sarah Palin thing is ridiculous, because if you want to talk about, oh, I don't think she should have gun sights on these districts and, you know, that kind of stuff, sure, whatever. But she did not cause what happened in Arizona. It's just ridiculous to think that, in my opinion. There's just no way you can make that jump. You cannot make that jump, especially looking clearly at the evidence, even of what he had kept this letter she wrote him, one of the letters that they send to anybody. And he said, you know, assassination, whatever, on it, put it in a safe. Well, obviously, there's your big hint. There's your big piece of evidence. It's a shame that so many people got hit in this equation. It's awful that he carried out whatever mission it was, the attention he wanted to get, whatever. And now we're dealing with the repercussions of that. But free speech comes, unfortunately, at a price. And the problem is, I say this all the time, it's easy to weed through what you don't want. You just don't have to listen. You just tune it out. I tune it out. There's crap all over the Internet. I mean, crap. Whether it's blogs or chats or whether it's bad writing in general, whether it's stupid websites that maybe my websites that I like are different from your websites, or maybe the chats I like are different from the chats you like, or any of that kind of stuff. That's the beauty of living in the United States, that you have choice, that you know that old saying, there's no accounting for taste. So your taste may differ from mine, but that's okay. That's what we love. It's the wild, wild west on the internet, and you get to be part of it. That's why I'm so afraid of rules, and it makes me nervous when I hear about rules coming in. That was the foundation of America in the first place, to have those liberties, those freedoms, the right to disagree, to argue, I think it's what it is. It's a right. That's free speech. And there's always going to be some kooks, some nutballs, some idiots. And unfortunately, mentally unbalanced Loeffner has now opened up that wicked can of worms on us. Here's what Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz had to say. She was good friends with Gabby Giffords, and she said, we haven't really heard the last of what now has happened as a result of these shootings in Tucson.
Out of an evil act, we have had an opportunity to see the overwhelming goodness that exists in this country.
Absolutely. And I would echo the same thing. The things that poured into Tucson, the thoughts, all that stuff, the prayers, everything else, absolutely. Here's what Senator Chuck Schumer had to say in light of this call for civility. Now there was also the cry for, okay, for the State of the Union, let's all sit together, Republicans and Democrats. Here's his take on all of that.
I called up Tom after he did that, and he graciously agreed we're going to sit together Wednesday night at the State of the Union, and we hope that many others will follow us. That's symbolic, but maybe it just sets a tone and everything gets a little bit more civil. We believe in discourse in America. We believe in strenuous discourse. We don't sweep differences under the rug. Tom and I have real differences, but we can do it civilly.
All right, very good. So Republican, Democrat, Tom Coburn or Senator Schumer, any of them sitting together, I think he's right about that. Why can't they have heated arguments but yet somehow manage to still be friendly, right? Dan in Texas, you're up, my friend. How are you?
Madam President.
Hello.
When you're a jet all the way from your turf touch down to the last of the day when you're a jet.
I think it's great. You're singing to the choir. I think it's great. I love that the Jets won. I'm sick of the Patriots winning all the time. How many Super Bowls have they won in the last 10 years?
Really? You know, and I was real happy with the Bird Killers, too.
Yeah, how about that? So are we going to see Green Bay in the Super Bowl? Are we going to see the Jets, Green Bay and the Jets, two green teams?
Well, the Jets are going to be coming up against a little team called the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they don't have little 5'8" boys to throw the ball to, and
yeah,
they don't have a bunch of little tiny guys to block and knock down or knock around. And they're going to find out that there's the real football people, and then there's the pretend football people, like what he had to deal with the Patriots. But the Patriots were ravaged by their injury list. My God, they had 14 of their top people gone.
I know.
So they really didn't have anything out there. Now let's get back to one other thing. You're talking about civility and all this other bull hockey.
Right.
How do you cut down a tree?
How?
One chop at a time. That's what the Democrats are trying to do. And as far as our good friend Chris Matthews, he wanted to put a CO2 bill in Rush Limbaugh's head. He's such a sweet, energized, loving, caring person. As far as I'm concerned, if Levine takes him to task, good for Levine.
I think he might do that too, Dan. Thanks for the call. Stay with us, everyone.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
Over the weekend in the NFL. How could you? I was glued to the tube. The games were a snore fest, though. The best one was really the Steelers and the Ravens. And the guys in purple, man, they were even disappointed. And it was the Steelers that prevailed. So anyway, we're down to four teams. What happened? We'll re-rack it and take you back there in our next segment. In this segment, we're going to kind of scatter shoot. Give you the water cooler buzz, what people are going to be talking about when you hit the door for work tomorrow. Maybe you're one of those virtual people and you're just out there on the internet chatting away with your coworkers. And there's always a little chit-chat about other things. One of the things that might be brought up, of course, the world is focusing on Tucson, Arizona, and what happens now and speech and gun control and civility and mix it all up in a blender and what do we get? More conversation. That's what we get. Nothing hard and fast is coming out of Tucson other than, thank goodness, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is doing better. She's off the whole ventilator thing and her husband's going to talk to Diane Sawyer on Tuesday on ABC. I'll be curious as to what he says. Three people removed. I know somebody who knows Kelly, and they say he's just a great guy and is crazy about his wife, and I think he's been married before, and anyway, he's a guy who is fearless. I mean, fearless about going up into space and doing the whole NASA thing, and he was supposed to be the commander of this next Discovery launch, but they got a backup person for him because of what's happened here. So I'll be curious as to his take on Tucson. He's, I'm sure, thanking God that his wife is alive and is waiting with bated breath as everyone else is that she'll recover. And by all signs from the doctors, the recovery process is looking pretty good. But it's a process when you go through any kind of rehabilitation, especially anything with the brain. You just really never, ever know. Some people think that Ricky Gervais must have lost his brains, his mind. He was the host at the Golden Globes. I personally think the guy is hilarious. He has a wicked sense of humor, and I'm sure he's not everybody's cup of tea. But anyway, he made a lot of jokes at the expense of the Hollywood stars in the room and some that weren't in the room. One of the things, I'm sure he won't be back invited to host it, but one of the things he did say in the various things that he was, when he was introducing people or mentioning somebody or whatever, he made a joke, he made kind of a gay Scientologist joke is probably the best way to say it in his opening monologue. He was talking about what wasn't nominated. And he said also not nominated was I Love You, Philip Morris, Jim Carrey and Ewan McGregor, two heterosexual characters pretending to be gay. And then he said, the complete opposite of some famous Scientologist then. Whoa. And the crowd, at one point, they didn't boo, but they were just gasping. They were just gasping. And there were a couple of times along the way where he said things that I think caught the celebrity type people put them back on their heels because they're used to pampering. You know, we're going to talk about athletes and what happened over the weekend in the NFL. What do athletes, power politicians, and Hollywood types have in common? Everybody sucks up to them, of course. And they don't want to piss them off. They don't want to do anything that rocks the boat so they're not part of the entourage. I mean, you'll see even people who are very attack dog-ish in their presentations, whether it's in a column or on the radio or whatever, and they melt. They melt like butter around the people they're attacking because it's the fame thing. I've seen it especially with athletes. And he didn't care. I mean, he said, this is what I do. And they knew that when they had me come here. So how about that? To me, it was one of the funnier things about the whole Golden Globes, the fact that he wasn't going to play that game. All right, speaking of playing games, when it comes to politics, unfortunately, the games that get played on the Hill affect all of us in this country, whether it's taxes, laws, freedoms, you know, take any direction that you want to go in with this one. Because remember, it's government about we the people, and these are our representatives. That's why I always pound that into everyone's head that you can never think that your vote doesn't matter, because it does. Presidential elections, we could argue about with the Electoral College. But when it comes to Congress people, senators, and certainly on the local level, that's not true. And we've seen it now with grassroots efforts. One thing the Tea Party did, whether you think they're a bunch of idiots or you think they're fabulous or you think they did the great thing in rallying people around certain things like taxation, the Tea Party was heard because they got some people elected. That shows you that there is power in numbers and in grassroots efforts. So now what happens is this is a new session. It's a new day inside the Beltway. And you know that because we bring that to you each and every night on America Tonight during the week. We go into Washington and we talk to the people who were there on the floor day in and day out. So now you got some freshmen in the House. And one of the things that they were elected on, certainly, was health care and getting rid of health care. That starts on Wednesday. The Republicans are going to hammer away on health care. I don't think much will come of it in the very beginning. In fact, I think it's going to be this is going to be part two of the raging debate. We had almost a year of health care and then it getting passed. Now I think we're going to have almost a year of repeal health care and then see where that goes. Maybe it'll be that cooler heads will prevail and the things that aren't working will be pulled out of it. In other words, do you trash the whole thing and start from scratch, or do you pull out all the extraneous stuff that doesn't work, all the stuff that is not working is not going to work for most people. I don't know which direction this will go in for sure. There may be a compromise here. There may be just to completely trash it. I know some of the people in the House are already saying, I know, we got to trash it and start again. So is that where it's going to be? Is that what's going to happen? Wednesday is the start of it. Wednesday is the start of it. And remember, what the Republicans are calling it is repealing the job-killing Health Care Law Act. We've talked about this, small businesses and health care and what's happened and what do they do and what about the premiums going up. I mean, I don't care what your stripes are. You can't deny that there are people. The problem is now the reality of this law kicking in. There are people on fixed incomes who have seen their health care go up and they've had to shop around for different health care. I know this. I know this from my own mother had to do that. Her health care went up like $200 a month or something. And she's just recently retired. And we know in California that the people are talking about or have seen their health care premiums go up, like Blue Cross Blue Shield, 66%. Wow. How do you catch up to 66%? Ooh, that's pretty tough. It's pretty tough to make that nut up every week when all of a sudden it gets plopped on you. So the conversation is about the affordability. That's where it's going to start, where it ends, and is it a repeal? Is it ripping up certain aspects of it? We'll see how it goes starting on Wednesday. You know, Wednesday is strictly, I think, just a formality thing, and then the debate begins. But I think it's something that's not going to wrap up quickly. This is something that's probably going to continue for the rest of the week. All right. There's also a couple of other things that we'll be doing this week, including Nail the Score. Like I said, coming up next, we're going to let you know what happened in the football games in case you missed it. We do have a championship game on both sides of it, of the AFC and the NFC, so we will have another Nail the Score. Cool. You could be our next winner, just like Chris in Connecticut. Coming back with some of those highlights or lowlights, depending on who you root for on the flip side.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Second and 19. Ryan alone to the shotgun, gets the snap, rolls the left, throws the left sideline, intercepted.
Down the sideline, Tremont Williams into the clear, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, all the way to the touchdown, 72 yards.
Rodgers ducks it under center, and he takes the snap, play action, back to throw, looking around, waiting, steps up, scrambles, pump fake, takes it to the right side, down to the end zone, he's in.
Had to be.
Oh, no, they're not giving it to him. Now they do. Touchdown. Yeah.
Cutler under center. Straight drop. Wants to throw. Has time. Going deep. Looking over the middle for Olsen. He's got it to 20. To the 10. To the 5. Touchdown. Jay Cutler to Greg Olsen. 58 yards to the Bears. Grab the early 6-0 lead.
Third down and 6 from the 9. Two wide right, two wide left. Cutler out of the gun. Rolls to the right. Cutler's going to run. Cutler to the 5. Cutler to the end zone. Touchdown. Jay Cutler with his second rushing touchdown of the day. And the Bears take total control of 27-0.
Max in the eye. On third down and a yard, play action, Cutler to throw, lofting it for Davis. Davis has it at the end, and he'll walk in for 6. The cherry on top of a playoff win for the Chicago Bears, as Kellen Davis has given Chicago a 34-10 lead.
Ravens rush 4. Roethlisberger pumps one, pumps twice, hits, ball comes loose. And it's ruled incomplete at the 12-yard line. Roethlisberger hit by Terrell Suggs. And the Ravens are bringing pressure. Corey Redding picked up the ball, ran it into the end zone. They're signaling touchdown. The whistle was never blown. Jeff Triplett signals touchdown.
He gets the snap. He waits. He fires to the goal line. Touchdown! 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 A red zone pick. And this game is on its way to being a tie ball game.
Ben with a big 3rd and 20 from his 38. Steelers 5 for 12 on 3rd down. Zach Carter was right. Show a 3-man rush to Baltimore. And that's what they bring. And has time. He lofts it long pass down the field trying to get under it.
Antonio! He's got it! It's the 10-yard line! Antonio Brown!
3rd and 10, a minute 15 left. In the gun, Flacco is back. He's out! And that is Dickman! Ziggy Hunt with the pitch back!
Sanchez takes the snap, drops back, slant right, caught. Braylon Edwards breaks a tackle at the 5, drags men into the end zone. It's a touchdown! Braylon Edwards on the quick slant from Mark Sanchez. 33 seconds to go in the first half, and the Jets have a two-score lead. Sanchez takes the snap, drops back, lobs one, back left corner of the end zone for Holmes, leaps, and he's got it! Touchdown! What a catch by Santonio Holmes! What a throw by Sanchez! And the Jets answer right back after the Patriots score to cut it to 3. New York's back on top by 9. Hand off, Sean Green runs right, gets to the edge, stiff arms a man, 10, 5, touchdown! The Jets are going to win it in style here in New England.
All right, the Jets did win it in style, big time, beating New England 28-21. That was the capper of the weekend. And the maybe not the best game, except for that I wanted to see the Jets win. But Pittsburgh and Baltimore a little bit closer. That came down to the wire. And actually, Baltimore blew it because they had the edge and they let Pittsburgh back in. 31-24 was the final score there. You were listening to some great highlights, a package that Matt Johnson put together for us. Terrific job on that and listening to those calls. And Green Bay, of course, over the Falcons, 48-21. And Chicago was all over Seattle. Seattle, the score doesn't reflect that at all either. Because then it's like, okay, we'll throw anyone in at the end here. 35-24, the final score. So the stage is set. And a lot of people are salivating, old school people, over the Bears and Green Bay. And then you've got Pittsburgh and the Jets. So the HBO curse wasn't on for the Jets this time. Or for Sanchez, he played a lot better game. And it paid off for the Jets. They made plays they needed to make in the beginning of the game, and I think that was the key. They got out there first, and the Patriots seemed to be all over the place. They did have wounded warriors, though. They were shorthanded. Some of their stars were not playing, to be fair about it, but they had chances, and they blew it. They had chances to win this thing, and the Jets were able to hang on and put him away and turn their fate around, because it was a horrible thrashing. If you remember back in December, the Jets were mortified by the final score, and they came back, and there was a lot of trash talking that went on heading into this game. And it was Rex Ryan's chance to, I think, to shine with this win over the Pats. Sanchez threw 3 touchdown passes, and the key was to this, especially in the beginning. The Jets sacked Brady 5 times. 5 times. And like I mentioned, there were a lot of pot shots going back and forth. You know, we played them. Cromartie ended up in our dungeon. Not in our dungeon, but he ended up as one of the bad boys earlier in the week heading up to this, just because, ooh, that gives, you know, the Patriots some fodder for their bulletin board, but it didn't matter. The Jets now will try to win their 3rd straight postseason game on the road against the Steelers next Sunday, and we'll see if they're able to do it. One of the craziest things on the field, I don't know how many people caught this or not if you were watching the game, but Braylon Edwards doing those, he did a couple of backflips on the field. Oh, I was like, boy, I hope no one runs into him. Can you imagine doing a backflip and then he's out of the game? Oof. New York, by the way, led 14-3 at the halfway point. So it did get close. There was a 2-point conversion. There was a touchdown, a 2-point conversion, which was huge for the Patriots. And it was 14-11 late in the 3rd quarter. But Sanchez came back to Santonio Holmes, and that it didn't ice it, but that, again, put the Patriots in further in the hole. So now New York has a chance for its first Super Bowl berth to even get there since 1969. You have to go back to Joe Namath. Whew. All the way back to Joe Namath. Let's go to Slammin' Sammy in Canada. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Did you have a good weekend?
Let's see, we went to the hockey game Saturday night.
How was that?
Oh, Montreal won 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it was actually through a friend of mine. We sat in one of the private boxes. Excuse me for breathing. And, you know, in a way, that was kind of cool. But there were a couple of people there who were like, didn't know anything about hockey, so we spent more time explaining to them about hockey than actually watching the game. You know, and then one of them was a real fashion person who was like, you know, making something about, you know, the referees and their uniforms. Like, they look like zebras. I said, well, yeah, their nickname is Stretch. So hello, you know. Anyway, Sporting News picked New England and Philadelphia to be in the Super Bowl.
That didn't work out.
No, it didn't. And you know, after unfortunately, I didn't see the Falcon and the Packer games down here. Like I said, I was at the hockey game. But I don't know how I'm going to predict these, but I mean, the Green Bay Chicago, I mean, it's going to be, I mean, it's the rivalry from way back when. And
right.
I figured that one, I mean, in my synagogue last week, some guy jokingly said, oh, the Packers will be in the Super Bowl. We all looked at him like he was crazy.
Yeah, maybe he's not so crazy.
Yeah, well, if we see him next Saturday, we're looking like, even though it's early, I'm going to say, If I was a bookmaker, and obviously I'm not, I figure Chicago by, let's say, a touchdown, and Pittsburgh, because the way the Jets have been playing, I say Pittsburgh by, say, 4.5. That's if I was a bookmaker. So, who knows what's going to happen in this case? You know what I'm saying? And now the proverbial question I'm going to ask you: are you going to the Super Bowl?
You know, probably what's going to happen is I have been invited to go to a suite, so I'll probably end up doing that. I'm not going to do the credential thing. I didn't do that because
okay.
once Philadelphia wasn't going to be in it, I didn't care to cover it.
Right.
So I was invited to go to a suite, so probably that's what I'll do.
Okay. Now, since you brought up your Eagles, You think the Eagles head coach with Andy Reid, is that his name?
Yeah.
You think his job is stable, or do you think because the Eagles haven't made it the past 2 years?
No. He's taken them to the playoffs so many times. Jeff Lurie's in love with this guy. And,
right.
I mean, me personally, I feel frustrated because it's like when I start calling the play, something's wrong.
Right.
And I think that's what happens. Every time they get close, something stupid happens,
right.
And then they can't get beyond that. But, no, he's completely safe, at least for now, for sure. For next season, absolutely. They'd have to really tank for him not to be safe.
Oh, for sure. So, that's what I'm loving about the playoffs this year. You know, teams you're not expecting to are, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been
yeah.
a strange year in the NFL. You're right, unpredictable. If somebody said, hey, give me one word to describe this season in the NFL, that's what I would say. Your favorites... You mentioned it. The people
right.
that are being picked to be there aren't there.
Right.
You have some interest. Not that the Jets weren't good last year, and the
right.
Jets, a lot of people would have picked the Jets to do well. And the Steelers, you know, that's one of those teams, too. I'm not saying that, but
right.
it is unpredictable. It was one of those kind
right.
of seasons, and now we'll see what happens with the four teams that are left.
Yeah, and what I'm not liking, unfortunately, is the idea that Seattle, a sub-500 team, makes it to the playoffs, and yet, like, two teams like the Giants and Tampa Bay, both with 10-6 records, didn't. You know, unfortunately, I mean...
Yeah, don't get there. Yeah, but unfortunately, that's the way it is because of the way things are divided
yes.
up in the leagues. You're right, it's crazy that the West was so bad that Seattle ended up with 7-9. They ended up getting there in the first place. Absolutely, very valid point. Thanks, Sam, for the call. Coming up, we've got birthdays and news you can abuse.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberenTrial.com. That's AmberenTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 8232 1-800-318-8232.
What do Betty White, Michelle Obama, Jim Carrey, Muhammad Ali, and Kid Rock all have in common? Birthdays! Coming up on our birthday segment here in a few minutes, I'll tell you just how old they are. I'll give you one hint. Ben Franklin, if he were still alive today, you know how old he'd be? He'd be 305. But that sexual disease got him. A long, 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 long time ago. So before we get there, however, I said we would do a little news you can abuse. And we got some interesting stuff in news you can abuse. Like this one. I'm so surprised by this. Are you surprised by this? If I said a radio station was going to censor a group or a singer, what's the first thing that pops into your mind? What's the first group or the first singer that pops into your mind? I can think of a few. I can think of a few rappers that I used to like that would probably jump in there, and I can think of a few more people. CeeLo, a little more current than that. But you have to look at Dire Straits and say, are you kidding me? There's a Canadian radio stations, a radio station that has been warned to censor the Dire Straits "Money for Nothing" hit. because they complained that the lyrics were derogatory to gay men. So St. John's Newfoundland station, one of them there, they said they should have edited the song to remove the word faggot because it violates Canada's human rights standards. That was the ruling this week by the Canadian Broadcast Standards Council. I didn't even catch that really. I mean, I guess I did. I knew the words there. I know what the song is, and we've heard the song, a million times. But what happened was a listener complained to the group last year after hearing the song, and that's when they decided that they say that the word is used sarcastically, and it might have been acceptable in 1985 when it was released, but now it's inappropriate. See, that's the perfect thing for, and this is Canada, but that's the perfect thing for the argument about, wow, the political correctness police. So it's like they're saying, the Canadian Broadcast Standards Council, well, geez, in the 80s, I mean, hey, you know, we just blew it off, no biggie. Everybody was cool with it. Nah, you know, they didn't upset anyone, whatever. But that was then. That was 85. Now we're talking about 2010, 2011, and that's just simply not acceptable. That's just not acceptable. That song has been played a gazillion times. I mean, it has. It's been played around the world so much. And see, now you're getting into censorship, and I'm thinking, wow, if they're ruling that word out, they're not playing any. What are they playing in St. John's? Because of the context of it, what else would they censor out of it? Think about rappers and their rants and the profanity that they use, and think of other tunes and some of the stuff that's slipped in there. Then you could have women that could come out and say, well, listen to the way women are portrayed in this song or that song. I'm thinking particularly hip-hop songs. And they would probably have to ban those songs too. So, and actually, that song has had an alternative word in it in the past. So, just saying. This is the problem. That's the whole thing when you get into speech. And this is Canada, by the way, that we're talking about, too. We're not even talking about the U.S. here. We're talking about over the border. All right, on to a couple of other things. I don't want to dwell on that. It was just kind of interesting to me, surprising, I guess, in a way. Let's move to Detroit. One of the hottest deals at the Detroit Auto Show is now a hot car. Check this out. Two thieves swiped $140,000 7 Series BMW. It's this gray luxury car that was one of 19 Beamers brought to Motor City for what they call Press Week in connection with the big auto show. And when the cars were being loaded into a car carrier, they jumped in and they just drove away. It has a tracking device, but so far they haven't tracked the car. Is that not crazy? So it was that easy to steal that car? You just jump in, boom, and then that's it? Oh, wow. Crazy. This from Minnesota. There was a man and a woman that ended up in jail. Okay, so what's the big deal about that? Police there report arresting a John who claimed he didn't get what he paid for and was robbed. They say he called 911 from a motel to complain that a hooker didn't deliver for his $200. The man gave the cops a description of the car of the prostitute, and the woman was busted. So now they both are in trouble. They face misdemeanor charges of prostitution and disorderly conduct. Was he really thinking clearly when he did that? I want to complain about the prostitution service that I received. Hello? Really? Where are you from? All right. This from Ohio. An Ohio mayor didn't pay his water bill. So you know what they did? He didn't get any favors. His water was shut off. Mayor Tony Kroshinko said something slipped through the cracks. That never works. Does that excuse work for anyone out there when you haven't paid your bills? He had an outstanding balance of $260. He paid $200 to the city to get his water restored. And he said he's going to pay the rest of it, no fear. Oh, it fell through the cracks. That's what it was. In Baltimore, this is kind of a funny story. Baltimore police are reporting that there was a strange case of double impersonation. According to investigators, a man dressed as a woman had been impersonating an officer and pulling over cars. Ooh, that's the worst. And in the most recent incident, they say the phony cop stopped a woman and took her driver's license. And the woman who was pulled over said the incident reminded her of a movie, of a John Waters movie, and said this could only happen in Baltimore. I mean, when do they take your driver's license? They would never do that anyway. Stopped by a phony cop, and I guess she just didn't think about it, saw the uniform, and he flashed the badge. It's kind of scary, isn't it? How about this from Utah? At Weber State University in Utah, they are designing an unmanned blimp that can be used as a crime-fighting eye in the sky. Ooh, I don't know if I like that so much. The mayor there says his city's police department is considering this cigar-shaped craft. It's 52 feet long. It's going to be equipped with night vision, so it'll have that capability to look for bad guys after dark. Price tag for the blimp hasn't been determined. I can't imagine that's going to be cheap. Look out for the blimp. It's a case of I spy. Yeah, I think that could be a little weak because the blimps move pretty slowly, don't they? But okay. Although if they have infrared glasses, I mean infrared capabilities, and they've got the night vision thing, they could get the license plate. So if there was anything with the speeding cars, speeding away from a scene, maybe they could get it. When I think of blimps, I think of slow moving, though, I have to say. So I might be pretty tough there. I feel birthdays coming on. I got birthdays for you. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Time for birthdays on America Tonight. Are we ready, folks?
Birthday singers! Come on, people! We need birthday singers!
All right, happy birthday to Dwayne Wade. You know him as the Miami Heat basketball star, 29 years old. Kid Rock, how old do you think he is? 40. He's 40 years old. Do you think they have to censor his music? Michelle Obama turns 47. Jim Carrey, 49. Also celebrating a birthday, Muhammad Ali is 69 years old. Maury Povich, married to Connie Chung, has a TV show. He is 72 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, James Earl Jones, 80 years old. And Betty White, she just had a whole bunch of fame last year. Remember the crazy Super Bowl ad, the Snickers commercial? 89 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at America Tonight.
What, are you kidding me?
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.